Then let us begin, as we normally do, with a look at the latest regarding New Jersey nursing homes and the coronavirus. It's been now about a year after loved ones began dying in record numbers at New Jersey nursing homes and veteran centers. Families of COVID-19 victims at two of the state-run veteran homes have been receiving really little to no information from the Murphy administration about why the virus spread so quickly at the veteran centers in Menlo Park as well as Paramus. Now some families are upset the Menlo Park home is holding a memorial service this coming Tuesday on Zoom, saying that a video conference devalues the lives lost over the 103 lives lost there. Spokesperson for the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, that's who runs the veterans centers, said the memorial was arranged by the home's chaplain and being held online out of an abundance of caution. This, as most outdoor gatherings in New Jersey are still limited to 25, there's no limit for memorial services. Families have already held two vigils, one back in September outside the Menlo Park facility, and another on Veterans Day in a park nearby. These facilities, veterans centers in New Jersey, are among the hardest hit nursing homes, not just in the state, in the nation. But as I said, there's been little information from the Murphy administration, even though it ousted the CEOs of the Paramus and Menlo Park homes, along with their bosses, and the commissioner of the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. The high death toll that I just referenced, that's now the subject of two investigations, one by the state attorney general, which technically is an in-house investigation, who has impaneled a grand jury, another more serious one by the federal justice department. Already several family members have been interviewed by investigators, and dozens of families have notified the state of their intent to sue the agency. Oh, by the way, letters sent on February 23rd, going back to the memorial service, invites family members to a Zoom memorial, saying that the veterans' home staff and management consider all our residents as our extended family. It also reads, the New Jersey Veterans Memorial Home at Menlo Park wanted to let you know that our love, thoughts, and prayers were with you and your entire family during the passing of your loved ones. I had mentioned this at the time, emails last year that were obtained by NorthJersey.com. They give some insight to why these facilities were hit so hard by COVID-19. They showed that Murphy's Office of Employee Relations put together, believe it or not, disciplinary measures against nurses who used the Menlo Park home's masks without permission in an attempt to really to protect themselves as well as the patients. In response to another public records request that NorthJersey.com on the record made for communication over the mask policy, the Murphy administration gave them a handful of new emails, but they're so heavily redacted, you know, the black markings marking out the words. You see maybe every so often a pronoun or an adverb. That's literally all you see in these new, more recently released emails. If you look at the numbers, in all, Menlo Park had 63 confirmed resident deaths and one caretaker who died. Also had what are listed as 39 probable deaths. Those are residents who died from COVID-like symptoms during the peak pandemic but were never tested. Over in Paramus, they had 81 confirmed resident deaths, one caregiver death, 8 probable deaths. And in Vineland, they had 11 confirmed resident deaths. The most recent numbers we have regarding long-term care facilities and the coronavirus, health officials have noted 278 long-term care facilities currently reporting at least one case of the virus, accounting for a total of 10,866 of the cases. That's broken down: 5,296 residents, 5,570 staff members. Cumulatively, 1,277 long-term care facilities reporting a case infecting 32,349 residents, 21,174 staff. If you don't want to do the math this time of the morning, total of 53,523 cases. Now, the state's official death total, that's reported as those are lab confirmed, by the way, that sits as of March 9th at 7,935. Divides up with 7,834 residents and 143 staff members' lives lost to the coronavirus.